Here's another podcast interview from the WJCW Morning Team, Thinking Out Loud. And if I could make my mouth into a square, I'd be singing shape notes too, but I can't do it. So we welcome back for a return visit, and always welcome here Don Wiley to tell us a lot about what's going on this fall with shape note singing. And Don, you have a guest to bring with us as well, if you will introduce your guest.
Good morning, fellas. Yeah, this is Sherry Walker. She's a singer with the Oldfield Singers.
Good morning.
Who are the Oldfield Singers?
That's the name that I've given to our continuing group, Dave. We meet at Sycamore Shoals, and Sycamore Shoals was originally also called the Old Fields, and so we just took that name.
Very good.
Very good.
Backing up, and just for folks who may not have heard your previous visits here, give us a real quick overview of what is shape note singing. What is it?
Shape note singing is a method of singing the four-part harmony without any musical instrumentation, no piano, organ, guitar, nothing. Mm-hmm. And the shape note part of it comes from the fact that each of the notes has a unique shape for do, re, mi, fa, so on, and so on.
Now, when I was growing up, I remember singing schools at churches. And there would always be a week or a two-week singing school at the little country church where I attended, and they did some shape note singing there. And as I understand it, shape notes was a way to teach the average person how to sing.
It absolutely was, and that was how the tradition, so to speak, actually arose in New England in the early 1800s. The singing in the churches had become abysmal. And you're either a trained, professional, educated expert in singing, or you just made a joyful noise.
Right.
And so some people decided this could be improved upon. So this first shape note system was developed, which at first had only four shapes, was later developed into the seven shapes that we sing locally. Mm-hmm. So, yes, and the singing schools did endure into this area, into your memory, my mother's memory, that would be not only for instruction, but also great social events for people to get together and sing. And then after they learn to sing, continuing as social gatherings as well as religious meetings.
Well, I see. You brought us several brochures here, and we'll talk about these, but you have a singing school coming up.
We do. We have... getting more and more out into the community. There's the one that Carl's holding right now is at the Exchange Place in Kingsport on September 27th at noon. Mm-hmm. This will be a very abbreviated singing school. What we're doing is we're having continuing monthly get-togethers at Sycamore Shoals in Elizabeth and on the third Sunday, where we're doing some instruction, teaching, and mostly practicing.
Mm-hmm. Can one of the tether of you do the musical scale for us? The do, re, mi, the musical scale.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Each one of those tones has a shape, right?
Yes, it does.
And that's where shape note comes from.
Yes, it does. The do is shaped like a trapezoid. The re is like a half moon. The mi is like a diamond. And with practice, believe it or not, it becomes automatic that you see the shape and you know the sound once the do is settled on what pitch it's going to be. The do can be anywhere. Do. It can be anywhere. It's a movable pitch. In other words, we don't have to tune to a piano.
Right.
We can pitch to the abilities
to the group.
Of the group.
Okay.
Yes.
My question, thinking of a traditional musical staff, okay, the notes would and what the sound would be represented are based on their places on the staff, but they're all either round. Sometimes they have a little dot beside them, and sometimes they're hollow. But they're all generally round, okay. Do with the different shapes in the notes that you have here. Is there are they all on the same line?
No, they move up and down. When you see your part, your note going up, you need to raise your voice. So
okay.
They are in progression as they are in regular round note music.
Okay, well.
And people that are trained in music, sometimes that is a help to them in learning to sing the shape. Sometimes it's a hindrance because there are some differences that do trouble well-trained musicians.
But that should be unlearned, right?
Do you use the tuning harp?
Some people do. You can. You don't have to.
Okay.
And why was it used?
Just to
I remember as a kid, it just set the pitch?
Yes, just to set the pitch.
Okay.
Yes. Of the do, of the tonic note, which is called the do, and then from do, you go do, mi, so, do, and everyone will have a note somewhere within that to start out the song, and you start out with everybody on their pitch and go from there.
Does everyone sing at the same time?
Yes.
Okay.
Those of you who saw Cold Mountain saw a sample of Shape Note singing in that movie, right?
Yes, there was.
Now, what is the other name for Shape Note singing?
Sacred Harp.
Sacred Harp.
It's what is familiar, and it's a much more widespread tradition than our seven-shape system. It's all over the country. The music that we sing from the Christian Harmony, a seven-shape book that is sung in North Carolina, parts of the South, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. But Sacred Harp is sung all over the country and, in fact, all over the world.
So there is a bit of difference.
There is.
Sort of like barbecue.
good comparison.
Too bad we don't have a commercial for Ridgewood on the schedule right now, but we do have other people to talk about, like Precision Tune Auto Care, and then we'll get back to our guests and find out more about Shape Note Singing. And Don Wiley's with us this morning. We're talking about Shape Note Singing. And Don, you brought a guest. Sherry Walker is alongside you this morning. And Sherry, what got you involved in Shape Note Singing?
Well, I met Don through another circle of friends, and he was very adamant about this Shape Note Singing. And do you sing, and do you like to sing? And hey, we're going to be singing, so why not come on out? And so Sundays are a good day for me. That's a day off that I have. And once the group was in Sycamore Shoals, I went out, and it was very nice to, I had not met any of these people previously. Mm-hmm. Some of them knew each other and had sung together before, but the magical part of this kind of singing is that you don't have to know anybody, you don't have to have sung any of these songs before.
But I would have to think that once you start singing with people, there's a bond that happens instantly.
Yes, yes, because the voices automatically
inter-resonate.
Connect. Yes,
I just made that word up. But having seen, like in Cold Mountain, and also some documentaries of Shape Note singing taking place there, it seems like transportive. I just made up another word there.
Yes.
But it almost seems like it sort of takes you away, and maybe because of its religious origins. But at the same time, it almost seems like you're tapping into something larger than yourselves.
And we were talking about this before the show, because we were saying that, you know, music is still the universal language, and regardless of, you know, any kind of spiritual belief or religious belief or whatever.
Are there any songs other than Christian songs, any other than religious songs that you sing with Shape Note Singing?
Can you play Free Bird?
No, thank you.
I would enjoy that.
We pretty much confine ourselves to this book and actually some other shape notes that would be of a more modern vintage, which would be back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Okay.
We don't sing Mary Had a Little Lamb or
She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain.
No. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Of course.
Singing is good.
You mentioned, of course, coming up this next weekend, the 27th, the singing school at Exchange Place in Kingsport. Also on your calendar, I see a traditional shape note singing will be taking place up in Duffield at Natural Tunnel State Park, a beautiful facility up there. That is a gorgeous place.
Yes, it is. And the Natural Tunnel is on October 3rd and 4th, and that is going to be a two-day event. On Friday the 3rd, we will have a singing school, an abbreviated singing school, and Saturday will be an all-day singing with
dinner on the ground.
Well, actually, it's going to be a buy-a-box lunch for this one. And there are details in all of our upcoming events on our website, which is oldfieldsingers.com.
Very good. Easy to remember. And I noticed the one at Duffield, October 3rd and 4th, will be at their center there, which is a great place. Do you propose perhaps a field trip to the side to go down into the tunnel and sing?
You know, I was asked if we wanted to sing down in the tunnel, and maybe next time, not this time. We're going to sing at the Coleridge Center.
Okay, so that would take special training, I guess, down there, wouldn't it?
It would, and a good deal of preparation.
And following that, just looking ahead for you and what you're doing here, on November 1st at the Visitor Center back at Sycamore Shoals, a State Historic Area in Elizabethton, you'll have an all-day sing. Now, this is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Visitor Center there. Wow, November 1st. There are going to be some rafters rattling, aren't they?
And that will be with Dinner on the Ground. This will be the second annual Upper East Tennessee Singing. We sang last year at ETSU in conjunction with the Center for Appalachian Studies. And this one at Sycamore Shoals on November 1st will be a Dinner on the Ground as well. Everybody brings a dish, and we sing, then eat dinner, and then sing some more.
The brochure says no experience is required, and I presume there's no charge for admission either.
There's no charge for admission. If there's a way to make money at this, I haven't found it yet.
So it is not a spectator sport that we're talking about, though, right? This is a participatory sort of thing.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, you could pretend to sing and just sit there and move your mouth.
Now, what would
be the purpose?
Use the word watermelon.
Right, as everyone else is singing, you go, watermelon. You know, and move your lips saying watermelon. But again, why bother in that case?
Right.
So
hey,
have you been in the square, in the middle?
No.
To call?
No.
Okay, all right. So this will come?
That's a goal of mine.
I'm bringing
my singers along slowly.
Okay, very good.
Hey, thanks to both of you.
Don Whiteley, and also to Sherry Walker. Thanks for joining us here. And the website, again, oldfieldsingers.com. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Bookmark this page and return for more Thinking Out Loud podcast interviews by the Morning Team at AM 910 WJCW.